Well, it is Pentecost Sunday, and you might think it means day of red shoes or day of red shirts, but no, it's about being the 50th day after the first day of Passover. That is when our church was born. That is when the Christian church was born. It's a Jewish feast day, and then the Holy Spirit came to the disciples on that day. Let's read from Scripture, Acts 2, verses 1 through 21. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as a fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them the ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all of these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thank you, Penny. So the Holy Spirit shows up in this room with the sound of a rushing wind and tongues of fire. Note that it doesn't show up in the temple. It doesn't show up in the palace of the leaders. But it shows up in a room full of nobodies. But these nobodies are followers of Jesus. There is a fire in the house where Jesus's followers have gathered. Remember, we talked last week when we talked about the boy in the linen cloth. These are the people that ran off and deserted Jesus as he was crucified. The folks ran away. These disciples, these followers of Jesus. And now the Holy Spirit shows up and empowers them. Tongues of fire rest on each of them, not a special few, but all who were there. You see, the Holy Spirit is using those that are present, those that are there, these ordinary, flawed followers of Jesus. You see, the Holy Spirit uses those that are available, those that are hungry, those who want to follow Jesus. The Holy Spirit doesn't use only perfect people or people that are worthy. He uses ordinary people to do extraordinary things. I am living proof of that. I remain one of the most ordinary men in the world, and I am a sinner. I am in need of God's grace as much as anyone in this planet. And yet, I know that there are times that the Holy Spirit uses me for His purpose. Sometimes I know about them. Sometimes I don't. I mean, I pray every Sunday when I stand up to preach that the Holy Spirit will show up and at least take these words that are coming out of my mouth and do something with them. He does. I've heard from you how the Holy Spirit uses sometimes the words that come out of my mouth. And then there are moments when I hear the Holy Spirit and I get it right. I do what God wants me to do. They are precious few times that I actually hear the Holy Spirit and get it right and do what I have been asked to do, but it does happen. I promise you that if the Holy Spirit can use a sinner like me, He can use you. He can use you to do amazing things. Are you willing to listen? Are you willing to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say to you so that you can be used for the kingdom of God? Open your ears that you may hear. Open your eyes that you may see. You may not have a tongue of fire dancing above you, but the Holy Spirit will use you just as He used His disciples on that first Pentecost. I hope you noticed the fire did not stay in the house. The fire, it came out into the world. We've just returned from annual conference. And I will tell you, I was a clergy person in our previous denomination for over 21 years. I attended 20 annual conferences. I skipped one because my son graduated from the Naval Academy. And in those 20 years at annual conference, I can count on one hand the times that I saw the Holy Spirit at work. At our annual conference, just a couple of days ago, I saw the Holy Spirit at work countless times. Even in the business session, the Holy Spirit was present. I tell you, every time that we gather as a conference or as a denomination, the Holy Spirit is present. It is real. It is palpable. The presence is unmistakable. Leanne and I had the opportunity to go to the first gathering of our denomination in Costa Rica. And people are still talking about this. We had a business session that was supposed to start and we had like this little brief moment of worship right before we were supposed to go into this business session. And the Holy Spirit showed up, and people were crying and kneeling and praying. The Holy Spirit hijacked the business session of an entire denomination for an hour and a half. I mean, we had to completely reconform our schedule because the Holy Spirit showed up. We are part of a denomination in which the Holy Spirit is leading us. It's an exciting time. But I have to tell you, if that's where it stopped, it would be disappointing. You see, the Holy Spirit is not just at work in our conference, in our denomination. It is at work in this place. There is a fire in this house. The Holy Spirit is here. Right now, every Sunday, the Holy Spirit is present. The Holy Spirit is present every time our chapel, our WLC, meets for chapel in our sanctuary. The Holy Spirit is at work. It is at work through each one of you. He is present and wants to do more. There is fire in this house. Every Sunday, we have people who are coming here. You remember how in the text, how it spilled outside to the people? They heard the noise of what was happening with the Holy Spirit being present, and people came to see that is happening here. Because the Holy Spirit is present in this place and living through you, every Sunday we have guests that come to experience the Holy Spirit through you, through us, through our worship, through our music, through our prayers. What is happening here in this church is the Holy Spirit is alive and it is active in you. I'm going to paraphrase Isaiah 43:19. The scripture says, I am about to do a new thing. I read that text and I think of this place and I read it like this. I am doing a new thing. Now it is here. Do you not perceive it? Every Sunday, we have first-time guests. People who are seeking God's love and grace. And that grace comes out through you. We have young children that are pestering their parents to be baptized because the Holy Spirit is at work in our preschool and through our teachers and through our Sunday school teachers and our youth group. God is doing a new thing in this place, and he has been doing it since September of 2022. The Holy Spirit is here, it is in you, and we need to take it out into the streets, out into our community, so that we can be the love and the grace that God wants this world to experience. Let the Holy Spirit work through you. Let us pray. Almighty God, we are so grateful that the Holy Spirit has come through this place, that it is here each and every day. We ask, Father, that you would help us to open our ears, open our eyes, that we may hear and see the ways that you are at work in this church